This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Could it be a short-lived relationship, a short-term affair, and that's between Stephon Diggs and the New England Patriots? That's between Bill Belichick and the North Carolina Tar Heels. That is the question, could it be short-lived? And I feel like it's possible, man. We got our first little taste of the... call it discord or discomfort, if you will. We can use discomfort in this context, Seth, with everything that's surrounding Stephon Diggs, not just the boat incident with Cardi B. And there was more footage, by the way, of him and Cardi B just living their best life and having a really great time on her Instagram. I implore you all to go check that out if you're interested or inclined. But there's a report from Scott Zolak, who does radio out there in Boston. I believe he's the voice of the Patriots,
He's been their color commentator for a long time.
Played
quarterback for them back in the day. Backup quarterback back in the day.
There you go. So voice of the Patriots is probably not right, but connected and obviously, you know, working as a color commentary guy out there in Boston. And he says that he feels like that this is something that could actually happen.
Do you think Diggs should be cut?
Do I think he should be cut?
Yeah, you.
No, I don't.
I do not.
I came to this show yesterday with the the knowledge of that it is on the table, that it is being thought of. And it's not just the boat. It's not just the boat. There's some other things that I've heard. That's all. That puts some things in question. Are you all in? Are you all in here?
Man, his hesitance to elaborate, and then also his clarification there early on of not my opinion, but with the knowledge and understanding, he's saying this is not a hot take for me. This is something that I understand to be true. I found that to be quite insightful.
This is where Texans fans can take some pride in this scenario, because I think that obviously there's still a lot of common ties between the Patriots and the Texans, even though a lot of people have shuffled in and out up there. It's not the Belichick Patriots anymore, but there's common ties, and guys around the league know each other. And I'm guessing that whenever anybody from the Patriots reached out to anybody from the Texans about, hey, what was your experience like with Stephon Diggs? I'm guessing they heard a lot of really, really positive things. Hey, came in, he was a mentor to the young guys, he said all the right things. Man, after some of those really bad losses, Stephon Diggs was the first guy to tell everybody to stay focused and everything like that. And now, I feel like it sounds like, for Zolak to be saying that, that the Patriots might be feeling like, man, oh boy, we got the bad version of Stephon Diggs. And whatever, if it's not just the... It's a bad look, whatever the pink powdery substance was. They wouldn't be cutting him over just that, and it would be really hard to do that just because of the way the current CBA is anyway. You're going to have to get somebody to – that's not going to happen. I don't know. It feels like Diggs might have done the old thing where it's like the behavior version of what an underperforming player does in his contract here.
Yeah.
Albert Haynesworth – underperforming, goes off in his contract year, and then goes and gets that bag, and then turns back into a pumpkin. Diggs might have just been on his absolute best behavior for 9 months, and that was enough, and then now he goes out, and New England might be getting an aging wide receiver coming off of an ACL where there's questions allegedly about whether or not he's all in.
Yeah, I don't want to put that on him, but it does kind of give those vibes, right, of, hey, this is the contract year, this is the prove-it year, and then you got to think about Stephon Diggs and where he's at in his career, right, where he is in the life cycle. This is probably the last big contract that he's going to get. Like, if he plays past this Patriots contract, it's going to be for, if not like league minimum stuff, it'll be for much, much smaller numbers. And we can even see in this deal, like, the older you get, obviously the numbers are going to go down in terms of what you're going to be able to command on the free market. And so this, to me, it's hard to look at it as a coincidence as it being Stephon Diggs' last big payday, him getting that big payday, taking the money, and then saying, all right, now it's time to go party with Cardi B until this knee is all the way healed. It's like, it's just hard to separate.
Yeah, I'm going to let my freak flag fly now. Yeah, this is just, I'm going to be me. I can be 100% me. I got this contract. There's a whole bunch of guaranteed money. The only way that at least by reading the way Florio has looked at it, the only way that the Patriots can really cut him without having to pay all of his guaranteed money or a huge chunk of his guaranteed money is if they fail his physical. And he's coming off an ACL, so obviously he's not ready to play just yet. I think it's pretty unlikely. But now it will be interesting where, as bad as things got offensively last year, as you pointed out earlier, he's really the only receiving threat on that Patriots depth chart right now.
Yeah.
If he's healthy and if he comes back, he's going to be 32 years old. And the Patriots were real aggressive in the offseason in a lot of ways, trying to help out Drake May and fix things around him. But there's going to be it's almost impossible that there won't be drama at some point. If this amount of drama is already coming out, then I'm guessing that it's and Vrabel, like, it's not like Vrabel hasn't dealt with Vrabel's been a very good head coach. He's dealt with personality issues and all of this. This isn't like a first time guy. It's just surprising that you look at Vrabel's public persona and you feel like, well, this is a guy that doesn't want to put up with a lot of BS, but he might have a big old heaping pile of BS that he has to deal with right off the bat with Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, that's going to be the question. You just hit on it, Seth. That's going to be the ultimate question for me is, what is their appetite for drama? What level of drama is Stephon Diggs presenting? Like, I don't know if it's, you know, how much of it past the stuff that we're seeing publicly, how much of it is behind the scenes and this concern that Zolak is alluding to about, is he all in? Well, what is their appetite for that level of, or for that lack of buy-in, or for whatever drama is associated with it versus, so the level of appetite for that versus what they have in, you know, in response, like what is their contingency plan if they get rid of Stephon Diggs? Well, who is Drake May supposed to be throwing the ball to in his second NFL season and in Mike Vrabel's first season coming back to New England as the head coach? Like, those things matter, or all of this matters in terms of the grand scheme of things. What's your level of appetite to deal with Stephon Diggs, knowing that you need, if not him, somebody like him on the team, for sure.
Well, the fun part of this, I desperately need Stephon Diggs to remain in New England and hopefully be an important part of their offense this year, because the other acquisition they made was Mac Hollins, and he's a weirdo himself.
Oh, is that the barefoot dude?
Yeah. That could be. This is old school, colorful wide receiver room, you know, where you got these huge personalities and weirdos and everything. It's got the potential to be either disastrous or awesome, and I'm here for it as long as they don't get too good too fast.
So
I don't want them to actually, you know, be a contender or anything.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So the question is, who leaves first, Stephon Diggs or Bill Belichick? Because there's also a report out there, or just the knowledge that in his contract, and this is kind of key, yesterday meant that the buyout in his contract dropped significantly from $10 million to $1 million with UNC. So if he had decided to leave between when he signed that contract in December and before yesterday, it would have cost him $10 million to buy out his contract. As of yesterday and going forward now, it only costs but $1 million. And $10 million is a lot of money for pretty much anybody. $1 million for somebody like Bill Belichick that has made as much money as he has, not quite as much money. So now,
especially when he could easily make $1 million in media.
He could make $1 million doing a number of things. Absolutely.
He could step out of the facility there and sign a contract with ESPN or somebody else for at least $1 million a year to do whatever he wanted. So like the money is almost just not even a factor in terms of what his bottom line is going to be at the end of the year. I'd be really, really surprised if he bailed on this just because, oh, you know what? I was about to say he's not a quitter. He quit the Jets job after 4 hours on the job. I don't know.
I feel like I've seen him quit before. I feel like I've seen it happen, man.
He claims it was mutual in New England when they parted ways. Bob Kraft says he fired him. But it doesn't feel like Belichick is one to feel like, oh gosh, it seems like the whole world is against me. This is too much for me. Do you think that Belichick's going to be a guy who softens with age or something?
I don't know if he softens with age, but this, I got to say, this is where the Jordan Hudson angle of it all does fascinate me. Like, I think some of the reporting around that whole relationship has been kind of weird, and we're kind of getting a little in some weird places, but this Hudson-UNC relationship and the part about it being awkward or not necessarily the greatest, if that is actually true and Bill seems to be as whipped as he is, like that's the part of it to me that I am going to put a pin in is like, okay, that part of it could be what gets him to actually pay. Like if she just comes out and says, you know what, this isn't working for me, therefore it isn't working for us, and we're out of here, Bill. We got the million dollars. Let's go ahead and get out of here. I could absolutely see that being a thing.
That's the most disappointing thing about him being whipped, as you said, is that I don't judge people, whatever. Go out with somebody younger than you, older than you, whatever. Just whatever floats your boat. But him at the age of 73, I kind of behaving like a teenager who just got his first taste and is like, doesn't realize that there's other women out there in the world.
Yeah.
There are other 25-year-olds out there, Bill. A bunch of them.
Especially for rich men.
I don't know what. Maybe his self-esteem is lacking or something. He doesn't realize or think that that a really, really wealthy, older, successful guy might be attractive to multiple younger women. But they're out there, Bill.
Yeah, it's like
you don't have to let this woman dictate terms.
The same way you got this one to be the way you get the next one, man. Like this you got a formula working here, dog. Yeah. Trust the process, big dog.
You know what's hurt him? It's funny. Whenever you go out, it's one of my most fun things learning about observing when I was in the NFL. Because, you know, I went to Cornell. It's not like you get a whole lot of groupies or anything at Cornell for playing football. Unless you're a recruit. I tell you the recruits. Let me tell you. If you're thinking about going to Cornell, my God, yeah. You'll barely have any time for football because the women will be after you. But, you go out to a bar or something, and there's almost like different, like there's perimeters of there's like a band of women that are trying like hell to get close to where the athletes are hanging out. And then if you look out a little further past it, there's women that are like, kind of like, oh, what's that going on over there? Whatever. Oh, okay, cool. I don't like football, whatever. And then in the corner, there's like a woman that's like, oh, those a-holes. Look at those arrogant bastards. And that was always the woman that I wanted to talk to, because that's the challenge. And like, so, but Belichick, because his head is down all the time, because he's focused on or thinking, he's got that 1,000-mile stare because he's thinking about X's and O's and everything else. He probably doesn't realize how many options he actually has until he's sitting next to a woman on a plane who's paying him some attention, and he couldn't ignore it because she's so effective in her strategy that he might genuinely not realize that he's got other options. It doesn't have to be this one, Bill. There's so many other ones out there.
So many others, man. Hate to see it. Hey, hopefully he snaps out of the spell, and you know, at the very least, it doesn't cost him an extra $1 million beyond whatever it's cost him already at this point, which you got to believe.
Wait until after July. The sports news is sparse between now and training camp. Just keep holding on, okay, Bill? We need more drama through August when we've got actual football to talk about.
We've got Crosstalk coming up next with In the Loop. I want to get their thoughts on this C.J. Stroud shoulder situation. We'll do that next right here on Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.